为着主召聚我们到他跟前来。
For the Lord who gathered us here today.
我们一同能够在他摆设爱的筵席前纪念他。
For his table that we remember him.
我们心里面实在充满了感谢，实在充满了敬拜。
Our heart is full of thankfulness and worship to him.
我们的主何等喜欢把他自己赐给我们。
How the Lord is so pleased to give of himself to us.
作为我们的宝足，作为我们的享受，作为我们的力量。
Become our satisfaction and to become our strength.
所以每一次我们能够和弟兄姊妹这样的擘饼，实在是一个福气。
It is such a blessing that we can have such meeting with brothers and sisters.
我们为此献上感谢，我们相信当主回来的时候，喝新的那日子，我们要更多把赞美，把他当得的敬拜归给他。
So we give God our thankfulness, and in the future, for the day when He comes back, we'll drink again, and then we'll give more praise to Him.
时间很快，好像我们才刚刚来到营地，现在就是最后一堂了。
And time really passed really fast.As if we just started, now really is the last day of the meeting.
我相信我们弟兄姊妹都有这个经历。
I hope you have all this experience.
当我们实在进入主丰富的同在里的时候，
As we into the fullness of His presence,
好像时间就停止了。
As if time has stopped.
啊，因为我们活在他的里面，就活在永世的荣光中。
Because as we live in Him, we live in the eternal glory.
我读过好多弟兄姊妹的见证。
I have read many of people's testimonies.
我自己也曾经多次的经历。
And I have experienced it many times.
有的时候俯伏在主的脚前呢，好像才五分钟，一起来看呢，过了大半天。
And as I prostrate before the Lord, as if it's 5 minutes, but when I get up, it's really half day is gone.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道今天呢，在地上不过是预尝天恩而已。
But today, while we're on earth, we're just foretasting God's blessing.
将来我们见主的面，永永远远活在这个荣光和喜乐里。
But yet, one day when we see Him, we live in this eternal glory.
愿主成为我们里面深处最大的爱慕，最大的吸引。
May the Lord become our deepest longing and drawing to Him.
我们早晨还是请大家一起来读几处的经文。
And I invite you to read several scriptures.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
John chapter 14 verse 6.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
约翰福音第十章第十节。
John chapter 10, verse 10.
后面的一半。
The second part.
我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
我们在读约翰一书第五章第十二节。
First John chapter 5 verse 12. First John chapter 5 verse 12.
人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
第三十五、第三十六节。
Verse 35 and 36.
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。
The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus.
我们再翻到启示录第十四章第一节到第五节。
Revelation chapter 14, verse 1 to 5.
早早了好不好？我们请中文啊，能够读中文的弟兄姊妹，我们一起读这五节。
Revelation chapter 14, verse 1 to 5, we're going to read together in Chinese first.
我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有144,000人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。我听见从天上有声音，像众水的声音和大雷的声音，并且我所听见的好像弹琴的所弹的琴声。他们在宝座前并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌，除了从地上买来的那144,000人以外，没有人能学这歌。这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做出熟的果子归于神和羔羊，在他们口中查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。
Then I looked, and there before me was the Lamb, standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a sound from heaven like the roar of rushing waters, and like a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like that of harpers playing their harps, and they sang a new song before the throne, and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn the song except 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth. These are those who did not defile themselves with women, for they kept themselves pure. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They were purchased from among men and offered as firstfruits to God and the Lamb. No lie was found in their mouths. They are blameless.
好，我们读经就暂时读这么多。
We stop here for the scripture reading.
这一次主给我的负担摆在约翰福音14:6。
This time the burden that God had laid upon me is on John 14:6.
耶稣向着他的门徒们提的问题做了一个惊人的回答和宣告。
To the questions of the disciples, he declared something very amazing to the world.
因为主耶稣他就要上十字架。
Because he's ready to go to the cross.
所以他告诉他的门徒，安慰他们说，你们心里不要忧愁。
So he told the disciples and comforted them, let not your heart be troubled.
你们信神也当信我。
Believe in God also in me.
主告诉门徒们说，在我父的家中有许多的住处。
Because in my father's house there's many mansions.
若是没有的话，主就早就告诉门徒们了。
If it's not so, I would have told you.
主说，我去原是为你们预备地方去。
I go to prepare a place for you.
好，我们主回去呢，是回到父的家中。
Because when Jesus returned, he is returning the home of the Father.
他要把我们接到父那里去，和父永永远远一同住在家里。
He will receive us into the Father and we'll live there together eternally.
主说，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come and receive you unto myself.
在那个荣耀中，主说，主在哪里，属他的人也在哪里。
In his glory, he said, wherever I will be, then my disciples will be.
然后主告诉门徒们说，我往那里去，你们知道，那条路你们也认识。
And Jesus said, you know the way and you know where I'll be going.
我觉得主的门徒们呢都很可爱。
I felt that all disciples are very lovely.
啊，因为他们在主的面前呢，啊，他们都是赤露敞开的。
Because they are so exposed themselves, their hearts before the Lord.
他们从来没有一点的虚伪或者装饰。
They don't have any hypocrisy or falsehood in them.
多马呢，他是一个理性主义者。
And Thomas is a very intellectual person.
好，所以他对主说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去。
And he said, Lord, we don't know where you're going.
怎么会知道那条路呢？
How would we know the way?
所以主就做了这个惊人的回答。
So Jesus have this very important declaration.
我们知道这个回答把人类从 堕落犯罪以后所失落的完全的得回来了。
And because of this declaration, men who were sin and fallen was totally restored.
亚当和夏娃因为背叛了神。
Because Adam and Eve had rebelled against God.
他们接受了撒旦的谎言。
They accepted the lies of Satan.
以至于呢虚谎罪的性质就进到人性里面。
And because of that, the falsehood and the sinful nature enter human beings.
所以呢那通往生命树的道路就封闭了。
And the road to the tree of life had been blocked.
他们被神呢赶出了伊甸园。
They've been driven away from Garden of Eden.
但是神从来没有放弃过人。
But yet men never forsake, God never forsake men.
反而为我们预备了救恩
because
就是在他的爱子耶稣基督的里面。
Because he had prepared salvation for us, that is in Christ Jesus.
所以主耶稣要上十字架以前他就做了这个宣告。
So before Jesus go to the cross, he have this declaration.
他说我就是道路。
I am the way.
我就是真理。
I am the truth.
我就是生命。
I am the life.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one can go to the Father except through me.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们昨天下午稍微再提到一点，唯独耶稣。
Yesterday afternoon we talked about only Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们信主以后我们要有一个中心
after,
要有一个焦点
After we believe we must have a goal we must have a focus of life
在每一个神的儿女们身上需要有一个对的中心要有一个对的焦点
So as children of God we must have the right goal and the right focus
A right center,
center.
我们讲到呢教会也需要有一个对的中心有一个对的焦点
And also the church, they must have the right center and the right focus.
好，我很喜欢一首诗歌。
I love a song very much.
是一位在北美主的仆人叫做 A.B. Simpson, Albert Simpson.
It is a servant of God in North America called Albert Simpson.
他写了一首诗歌叫做 Jesus Only.
He wrote a song called Jesus Only.
弟兄姊妹，他这首诗歌好像就是从这一节。若不借着我，就没有人能够到父那里去。
And that song is from the verse that no one comes to the Father except through me.
但愿我们每一个属神的儿女，我们能够回答一切外面环境的挑战，回答我自己里面一切的需要和软弱，我能够说 Jesus only.
So as we are facing all the challenges of life and the difficulties we have with Within us, our answer is Jesus only.
你有了主耶稣，你就有了父。
Because if you have the Son, you have the Father.
你有了主耶稣，你就有了圣灵。
And you have the Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit.
因为他是道路。
Because he is the way.
因为他是真理。
Because he is the truth.
因为他是生命。
And also because he is life.
当我们在这个点上有了准确的认识。有了正确的中心和焦点的时候
So if we have a clear understanding and a clear center and focus
但愿我们在主面前就有一个祷告
Then we will have a prayer before the Lord
我要更多认识基督
I want to know him more and more
我们知道这是使徒保罗心里面的呼喊
This is a cry from Paul's heart
当他写腓立比书的时候
When he wrote the book of Philippians,
他在属灵的生命上已经相当的成熟和丰富了
He's very mature and full of spiritual life.
他在认识和经历上面都达到了一个相当高的地步境界
In his experience and knowledge, he had reached a very high plateau.
但是他和弟兄姊妹们交通说我不是以为我已经得着了。
But he shared with his brothers and sisters that not that I already think I've gained all.
他心里面有一个深处的呼喊，向神说：“使我认识基督。”
He had the deep cry from his heart that let me know more of him, know the power of his resurrection.
与他一同受苦。
That I can suffer together with him.
好叫我被磨成他死的形象。
So that I be conformed to the likeness of his death.
或许我能够得着那头一次的复活。
And maybe I would gain the first resurrection.
所以我们昨天晚上我们弟兄告诉我们我们要爱慕那头一次的复活。
So last night our brother told us we must long for the first resurrection.
弟兄姊妹盼望这一次特会完我们每个人都有一个爱慕说主啊 帮助我，让我更多认识你。
So maybe after this meeting, all of us have a deep desire longing that, Lord, I want to know you more.
今天早晨我们要来到最后一个点，主耶稣说，我就是生命。
Today we're going to talk about the last point where Jesus said he is the life.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one can go to the Father except through me.
在希伯来书第十二章第九节那里。
In Hebrew chapter 12 verse 9,
那里圣灵感动希伯来书的作者说，神是众灵之父。
And the Holy Spirit touched upon the author of the book Hebrew and said he is the Father of all spirits.
好，我们的神乃是一切生命的源头。
Our God is the origin of all life.
好，所以今天你我在地上有生命。是从神来的。
So you and I have life, it is from God.
但是这是一个受造的生命。
But it is a created life.
啊，这也是从我们的始祖亚当和夏娃传递下来的生命。
And also is passed down along from Adam and Eve.
所以这个生命呢，因着亚当和夏娃的失败，所以带着那个罪的咒诅而来到地上。
And because of their failure, it also bring down the sinful nature and curse upon us.
但是我们的父神并不因为这样子就放弃或改变了他在人身上的旨意和目的。
Yet the Lord had not forsaken us or give up the purpose and His will for us.
因为在没有创立世界以前，
Because before the creation of the world,
他就在他的爱子里面定了一个目的。
Because He had a purpose in Christ Jesus.
要为他的爱子得着心腹做他的匹配。
He wants to gain a bride for his son as his companion.
因为他的旨意就是他的爱子自己。
Because his will is his son himself.
所以就在他的爱子里面拣选了你和我。
Therefore, in Christ, he has chosen you and I.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的救恩。
How a wonderful salvation that is.
这是何等荣耀的救恩。
What a glorious salvation.
所以呢，当我们接受了耶稣基督的时候，就在神的爱子里面，我们得着了天上各样属灵的福气。
Therefore, in Christ, we receive all kinds of blessing from the spiritual realm.
这些不仅仅是在神的意念里面的一个思想而已。
This is not only on the mind of God.
弟兄姊妹们，神也到了时候打发他的爱子到地上来。
Because when time comes, He has sent His only
Son. 为着要把这个生命赐给我们。
So that He can give us, impart His life to us.
在这个生命里面，我们得着主耶稣自己。
In this life, we gain Christ Himself.
或者应该这样讲，在耶稣基督里面得着这个生命。
Or we gain life in Christ.
在这个生命里得着了诸天一切属灵的祝福。
And also in Christ, we receive all the spiritual blessings.
弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣讲，他就是生命。的一个重要的意义。
So this is a very important meaning when Jesus said He is the life.
在我们要看到主耶稣是生命这件事之前，
Before we talk about Jesus is our life,
我要和弟兄姊妹讲到一点生命的重要和宝贵。
I want to talk about the meaning and the preciousness of life itself.
由读圣经主的仆人们告诉我们呢，
People are,
当我们思想生命这件事情，
So a biblical scholar told us that as we meditate on life itself,
我们看神所造的这美好的物质的大地，
and we saw the earth, the beautiful earth in this physical world,
我们看见有美好的环境，许多的事物，
a lot of beautiful nature and things,
这一切的美好的神所预备的环境和事物，它的价值和意义在于我们有没有生命。
But all these beautiful things that God created, well, the value depends whether we have life or not.
好，弟兄姊妹们，如果这个地上呢有各式各样的果树，
If there are all kinds of fruit trees here,
但是里面一点声音都没有，
But yet there's no noise here,
一点生命都没有，
If there's no life there,
好，弟兄姊妹，那一切的事物它就在那里没有意义。
And all these things that are around us is meaningless.
如果今天我周围有一切的事，但是我没有生命了，对我来讲那些事都不重要。
All these things around us, but yet if I do not have life, these are not important.
我们的要享受神所预备的一切，是在我们的生命里面。
Because if we want to enjoy everything God has given to us, we must in His life.
如果我们生命软弱，我们的享受也很微小。
If our life is weak, our enjoyment is
much less. 我
相信
弟兄姊妹都有这个经验。
All of you have this kind of experience.
有时候我们生病的时候啊，虽然桌上姊妹做了一桌好菜，一口都吃不下。
So sometimes when we get ill, and our sisters prepare all the wonderful food on table, but we cannot enjoy it.
有时候生病的时候，吃什么东西都觉得苦的。
And when we are sick, everything tastes
so bitter. 看别人吃的那么开心的，心里觉得很奇怪。
And we feel so strange. Other people really enjoy it.
神把生命赐给我们，是为了让我们享受他所预备一切的丰富。
Because God gives us life that we might enjoy all His abundance.
另外一件
，Another thing.
我们人有人的事物。
Men have their things.
我们要对人的事物有认知力。
We have to have the cognition of what are things around us.
对人，我们要彼此有交流。
To men, we have to have a communion, communication.
这都在乎于我们有人的生命。
It is because we have human life.
所以保罗讲到哈，除了人的灵呢，我们人怎么会知道人的事情呢？
So the Paul said, if we do not have the spirit of men, how can we know the things of men?
弟兄姊妹，感谢主，神把这个人的生命赐给我们，所以我们能够在人世间了解人的事情。
We thank the Lord that He gave us a human life, therefore we can understand everything that pertains to life.
若是你要认识神，你必须要有神的生命。
So similarly, if you want to know God, you must have God's life.
所以保罗说，这样除了神的灵，谁能参透神的事情呢？
So Paul said, besides the Spirit of God, who can understand spiritual things?
难怪有时候我们传福音啊，碰到一些很有学问的人，他对我们讲的一点都不懂。
No wonder, as we share gospel to some very intellectual people, they don't understand.
最近在我聚会的地方来了一位女士。
Recently, there's a lady came to our church.
我聚完会跟她打招呼，一打招呼就知道她是一个很有学问的人。
So as I say hello to her, I realize that she's a very educated person.
后来我才知道她是北大的理论物理高等数学的教授。
And later on, I found out that he is the
theoretical physics.
She's a professor.
Yeah. 那么，因为我自己是学物理的。
Because I major in physics.
我知道呢，数学是物理的语言工具。
We know that math is the language and the means of physics.
好，我们能够学到高等数学啊，那是像天书一样的。
So if you know advanced physics, this is something else.
我自己的学的数学程度大概有数学系的 master 这个 degree.
I have like a master degree in math.
但是呢，一碰到这个高等物理，我都肃然起敬。
So as I encounter her, I respect her a lot.
但是我们传了几次福音啊，他就问，他说你们讲的我一点都听不懂，有点觉得浪费时间呐。
And she said, I've been here for several times listening to the gospel meeting, but I think I'm wasting time because I don't know anything about what you're talking about.
他说你讲的这个主耶稣讲神到底是什么意念呢？
What kind of thought is that when you talk about the Lord Jesus and God?
亲爱弟兄姊妹，若不是神的灵把生命赐给我们，弟兄姊妹，没有人能够认识神的事情。
So if it is not God who gave us the Spirit, how can we know about spiritual things?
你不能把神的事情当作人的学问来研究，你说我就认识神了。
So you cannot take the God's matter as like a human academics and study on it, and you cannot know about God.
这是今天很多神的儿女们被仇敌蒙蔽了，我们去研究，结果产生出所谓的神学。
So as you look into spiritual things, we've been deceived many times that we use academic human reason to study it, and that comes the theology.
我们知道神学呢是人关于对于神的那个知识一个学问，它不是真正的认识神。
So theology is man's knowledge.That know about God, but it's not really about knowing God Himself.
人要认识人的事，必须要人的生命。
So if men want to know about things of men, they must have a human life.
今天我们要认识神，并且认识神的事， 必须要神把他的生命赐给我们。
If you want to know about God and anything about Him, you must have His life.
我们再说一个点。
Another point.
今天我们一切在地上的功用，我们的聪明、智慧、才干。
All our functions, our talents on earth.
我们的能力，我们的功用，都包含在这个人的生命的里面。
All the power and the uses of a man is included in man's life.
如果这个生命萎缩了，这些功用就萎缩了。
But if the life is shriveled and all the function will shrivel also.
如果这个生命成熟了，这个功用就显出来了。
But if the life is mature, the function, his function also will mature.
我们知道英国有一个患了很特别残疾的物理学家，叫什么 ？Hawking 是的。
There's a very famous physicist in England. His name is Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking, 他最近他的脑开始萎缩了。
And his brain started to shrivel.
你看，这好像人类中间，人类的文明呢，要失去一个有智慧的头脑。
So in human civilization, we are losing a very talented person.
这说出了生命对我们何等的重要。
So we know how important life is to us.
所以那些认识神的人告诉我们说，生命是一切。
So people who know God, they will say life is everything.
如果你把你的焦点摆在生命之外，关乎生命的事物上面，弟兄姊妹，我们将来会觉得我怎么这么愚昧呢？
So if you put your focus apart from life, in the future you say, how can I be so foolish?
为什么我把我的时间精力浪费在这些没有价值次要的事情上面呢？
Why would I waste my time and efforts in the things that is secondary?
弟兄姊妹，我盼望大家回去好好的思考。
I hope you can go home and meditate on this carefully.
我生命人生中什么是最重要的？
What is most important in life?
我的信仰里面什么是最重要的？
In my belief, what is most important?
我们教会生活里面什么是最重要的？
In church life, what is most important?
弟兄姊妹，生命是一切。
Life is everything.
所以我们刚才读到约翰福音第十章第十节。
We read John chapter 10 verse 10.
主耶稣告诉门徒们，
And Jesus told his disciples,
他说我来了乃是要叫羊得生命，
I've come that they might have life,
并且要得的更丰盛，
and have it more abundant.
主耶稣到地上来最大的目的还不仅仅是为人除罪而已。
The most important purpose that Jesus came to earth is not only to take away the sins of men.
我们知道把罪洗净了，我们还会犯罪。
Because as our sins are being cleansed, we can sin again.
把罪除掉了，撒旦来引诱人，仍然会堕落。
But if sin has been removed, but if Satan come, a man will fall again.
是不是呢？
Isn't it true?
在伊甸园里面，刚创造的亚当和夏娃呢，他们是无罪的。
So as Adam and Eve, when they were first in Garden of Eden, they were sinless.
但是他没有神儿子的生命。
But yet they do not have the.
撒旦一引诱他们就倒了。
So as the being tempted, they fall.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这个经验呢？
Do you have this experience?
我说在我自己的生命里面呢，撒旦呢一攻我就倒了。
And in my experience,
你是不是呢？
I know that when a Satan attack, I'll fall.
撒旦还不需要多讲几句话，一个意念在我们里面一转，我就跟着他走了。
So he didn't have to do much. As he give me a one thought, I would just follow him.
所以神的羔羊除去我们的罪孽，那还是消极一面的。
A son of, the Lamb of God take away the sins of man is just a negative side.
只不过把那条路打通了而已。
It just started to open the way.
但是现在积极的、正面的、荣耀的，乃是神的儿子来把他给我们做我们的生命。
But positively and gloriously is that when he comes, he gives us life.
主耶稣来最大的目的就是要叫羊得生命。
The greatest purpose when Jesus comes is to give life to these lambs.
我们中文有一个小字，这个羊或者把它改成人，其实它原来就是羊。
And it said really originally it's called lamb, not man.
等一下我要和弟兄姊妹解释为什么主在这里讲到要羊得生命。
And later I will explain why they talk about lamb.
所以我们今天相信主耶稣。
As we believe in the Lord Jesus today,
我们今天若是有心愿要跟随主耶稣，
if we have the desire to follow him,
主也盼望我们定一个目的，
And God wants us to set a purpose.
我不是要得着一点的经历，一时的感觉而已。
I don't want just a little feeling or a little experience.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，昨天我们讲到经历和感觉在人生中走主的路是不够用的。
So our experience and feeling as we take God's way is not enough.
我们跟随主，相信主，盼望的主耶稣希望我们每一个信他的人都第一个最大的目的就是要得生命。
As we walk on his way, the greatest desire for God is for us to receive his life.
我们今天呢，若是以基督为中心，
is we take Jesus as our center,
我们来过我们个人的生活
and live our individual life,
和教会的侍奉
or in the church.
以基督为中心的生活侍奉，它的意义到底是什么？
What is the meaning of taking Christ as a center?
它的内涵到底是什么？
What is the content of it?
我们知道，有的人呢，把这个当讲了一套道理。
Some people will just like to talk about this,
或者一个 theory,
a theory.
或者一个说法。
Or just a
或者一或者一个一个行为上面的规范
，or the boundary of our behavior，
一个做法
，a way of doing things。
弟兄姊妹，我们认为那样就是以基督为中心。
Then we thought that this is how we take Christ as our center。
好，比如说我年轻的时候，我去参加一些门徒的训练。
I went to some discipleship training session when I was young。
他就用十字架讲到基督徒生活的四方面。
So they use the cross to describe the four aspects of Christian life。
这个祷告是向着神的，是上面的。
A prayer is on the top because it's toward God。
好，读经聚会呢，是教会的生活重要的，是横的。
So as we read the Bible and have a meeting, it is the horizontal line.
然后向别为不信的人做见证是最底下的。
So if we preach the gospel, it's at the bottom of the line.
如果你做了这四样东西，你就是以基督为中心了。
So if you do all these four things, you are taking Christ as your center.
你就是好门徒了。
You're a good disciple.
弟兄姊妹们，但是我发现很多人这样子，他们是真诚的这样做。
And sincerely, they follow this, but at the end, they become very, they withered.
要不然就变得非常的自义，觉得别人都不好。
Or they will feel that it's such self-righteousness that other people are not good.
到底以基督为中心的生活和侍奉，是不是就是这么多呢？
Is it all it is as we take Christ as our center?
是不是这就是真实主耶稣做门徒训练的意义呢？
Is it the meaning of discipleship?
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣说，我来了是要叫羊得生命。
And Jesus said, I come that the lamb might have life.
在这一切的做法的后面，
In all this way of doing things,
我们要把注意力摆在对生命的追求上。
So we have to put our emphasis on pursuing life itself.
我们多经历主耶稣所说的，他就是生命。
As we experience more, as he said, he is the life.
那就是我对主耶稣更多的经历。
Then I would have more experience of it.
弟兄姊妹，我再讲一遍。
Again, I say this.
我们多经历生命，就是多经历主耶稣。
The more we experience life, then we experience Christ more.
我们多认识生命，
as we know more about,
我们才能说这个人多认识主耶稣。
Then we can say that person know Jesus more.
今天很多人外面有很多，但你一碰他这个人的生命，还是他天然的生命。
A person might be to have many religious activities, but as you encounter him, it's just his life.
他不过把他自己个人的生命用关于主的事情包装了一下，你打开这些包装，还是他这个人。
And then he just using all these things wrapped around with this religious of Christ himself, but inside it's just he himself.
但是主耶稣说他是生命。他说他来要叫我们要叫羊得生命，不是这个意思。
His life, he will give life to his lamb. It doesn't mean that.
那么在约翰一书不是约翰福音第一章第四节里面
，In John chapter 1 verse 4,
使徒约翰向我们做见证说，生命在他里头。
And John said life is in him.
并且呢，这个生命就是人的光。
And this life is the light of man.
好，弟兄姊妹们，所以是若是我们接受这句话，
If we accept this verse,
生命在神的儿子我们的主耶稣基督里面，
Life is in his son, Christ Jesus.
那我们到他跟前来，我们来亲近主耶稣， 是什么意思呢？
So as we come before his feet and then draw close to him, what does that mean?
我们就是亲近的生命。
We are getting close to his life.
我们来跟随主耶稣。
As we follow Jesus,
我们就是跟随这个生命。
We are following this life.
我们来亲近他，就是得着了生命。
As we draw close to him, we are gaining this life.
这个我们用结果来判定他的那个树是什么。
And we use result to judge the process.
今天有人他们说我们今天聚会大家敬拜亲近主。
So some people said we're at a meeting, we're going to draw close to God.
但是聚完会了以后大家彼此争吵。
But afterward, we are fighting with each other.
弟兄姊妹他根本没有摸到主。
Because they have not really touched upon God.
他摸到了宗教的气氛。
They have touched upon the religious atmosphere.
参加了宗教的活动。
They attend a religious activity.
因为你真的亲近主，生命在他的里头，你必定碰见生命。
Because as you draw close to him and life is in him, you will gain life.
你遇见了这个生命，得着了这个生命，你出来表现就不再是自己。
So as you encounter him, you receive more life. The way you behave is different.
弟兄姊妹，这必须是神儿女们平时正常的生活和表现。
This is the normal behavior of God's children.
神儿女们胜过肉体，胜过外面环境。就是靠这个生命。
Because of this life, we can overcome our flesh and overcome the outward circumstances.
所以我们呢，不能以知识来代替生命。
We cannot replace life with knowledge.
我们也不能用外面的属灵的工作来代替生命。
We cannot replace life with all the outward spiritual activities.
下面我要讲啊，我要特别小心的说。
Something I'd be very careful.
恩赐是圣灵赐的，我们要感谢。
Gifts are given by the Spirit. We have to.
我们也要宝贵。
We have to treasure it.
但是我们也不能用恩赐来代替生命。
And we cannot replace life with the gifts.
所以在教会的侍奉中啊。
So as we serve in the church.
有的时候我们听人在台上讲的实在很好。
As we listen to the sermon is wonderful.
但是呢，在平常的生活里面呢，这个说话的人不像他所说的话。
But in everyday living, the person who preach doesn't look like the things that he preach.
这就叫弟兄姊妹心里面困惑。
This is why people are very puzzled.
失望。
And disappointed.
到最后呢，就轻看。
At the end, they despise him.
弟兄姊妹，这是特别为主做话语出口的人呢，主给我们特别的一个考验。
And this is a test for those who's preaching for the Lord.
是不是呢？有的时候我们听别人讲，我们佩服得不得了，但一看他的生活，我们就藐视这个人。
And sometimes we have such admiration for people who preach, but yet we despise when we see.
这也是教会许多难处，大家不和的一个基本的原因。
And also, this is a basic reason why people do not get along.
有很多时候弟兄姊妹不愿意交通，不是因为我们的恩赐出了问题。
Sometimes we do not have want to fellowship with each other, not because of the problem with the gift.
而是我们自己的肉体的生命出来了，叫弟兄姊妹轻看。
Is that because people despise us because our flesh have been displayed?
所以我们不能用恩赐来代替生命。
Therefore, we cannot replace life with our gifts.
我们有了美好的生命，再配上恩赐，弟兄姊妹，那是一个何等样的祝福！
What kind of blessing it is when you have beautiful, mature life, and on top you have the gifts.
我们也不能用经历来代替生命。
And we cannot replace life with our experience.
弟兄姊妹，经历只能作为一个参考价点。
And experience is for reference only.
啊，不可能把它从过去的时间移植到现在拿来当力量用，没有用的。
It's useless to use our base our life on the experience.
但是你在那个经历的里面，如果是遇见了那位生命的主。
But in your experience, if you encounter the God of life.
每次我们碰到危机的时候，我们回到那个点，你再碰到生命的主，那就有力量了。
But when you are facing some crisis, you go back to that point and you again you encounter God, then you'll be helpful to you.
使徒保罗的得救是在大马色的门口。
Paul was saved at the road of Damascus.
那一天他遇见了复活得荣耀的基督，亲自来向他显现。
And that day, Paul encountered the resurrected Christ. He appeared to Paul himself.
那个显现 把那个犹太教的扫罗完全的打倒。
And that appearance of Christ totally beat down Paul.
在这个犹太教的扫罗里面，他还有犹太教一切的观念、看法和他自己的这个骄傲。
Paul, who is Judaism, was totally beaten down. His pride, everything is beaten down by Christ.
主还要来帮助他，让他认识那复活荣耀的基督真正的意义。
But the Lord also continued to help him so that he understand what's the meaning of
the Lord himself.
So he asked two questions.
第一个问题说，他承认这个显现的不是别人，就是宇宙万有的主。犹太人对于这个 Lord 这个字，他们是非常清楚的。
And he, Paul acknowledged that it is the resurrected Christ who appeared to him. And the Lord in Jewish is very important.
We understand that. 那是称旧约时代的那个真神，他们才用这个字。Jehovah, 他们通常都把它改成 Lord 这个字。
And they understand the word.
他不敢直称神的名的。
They know the word Lord because it represents in the Old Testament Jehovah. They dare not call Jehovah directly.
那一天保罗碰见了这位主。他知道他是宇宙万有的主宰，他称他做 Lord。
So as Paul encountered Jesus, he called him Lord because he knew.
但是他不认识他。
But yet he doesn't know.
所以他就问他主啊，你是谁
？He said, Lord, who are you?
弟兄姊妹，他一生就在问这个问题。
All his life he's been asking, Lord, who are you?
在这个吸引力底下往前去。
And under this attraction, he continued on.
第二个。他问他说主啊我该做什么
Secondly, he asked Lord, what should I do?
这什么意思呢
What's that mean?
他把他自己的人生他的主权他的一切都归给主了
Because he have committed himself, his control everything to the Lord.
我再不做我自己的事了
I'm not going to do whatever I'm doing.
再也不说我自己的话了
I'm not going to say what I want to
say. 再也不追求我个人的兴趣
I'm not going to seek my self-interest.
再也不追求我自己的目的
I'm not going to pursue my purpose.
现在你是我的主
Now you are my Lord.
结果主啊主回答了他第一个问题
The Lord answered his first question.
第二个问题主没有回答
But yet the Lord did not answer his second question.
主没有说现在好了我收你做门徒你现在听我的话我告诉你怎么做
And the Lord did not say, ah, now you are my disciple, I'm going to tell you what you should do.
主说你起来进到城里面去
The Lord said, rise up and go into the city.
到了城里面我必指示你该做的事
In the city, I would tell you what you should do.
我们都知道那个故事
We know that story.
主后来打发了一个在圣经里就出现了一次的一个小弟兄亚拿尼亚
And then there is a brother that only appeared once in the Bible, Ananias.
去授权去任命这位伟大的使徒将来啊伟大的使徒保罗啊啊他该做什么
And to answer the question, what Paul had asked, what should I do, Lord?
这件事啊叫保罗认识那个基督的意义
From this experience, he understand, what's the meaning of the Lord.
所以他在那里看见了不仅复活得荣耀在荣耀中的主耶稣基督是基督
Not only that he realized that the resurrected Christ, the Jesus being glorified, he is the Lord.
在地上所有属他的儿女都在基督里。
And also everyone on earth that believers,
这是一个团体的人，宇宙的人。
This is a universal person.
弟兄姊妹，那个意象在保罗心里面，他一生追求要认识他。
And that vision caused him to continue to pursue to know Christ.
好，弟兄姊妹。我们讲这些点，告诉我们生命何等的重要。
We are talking about this because I just want to tell you how important life is.
我们知道保罗他因着有了这个经历，他人生中后面遇见好几次的危机。
And because of that experience, but yet afterwards he faced many many crises.
在使徒行传二十二章，他在犹太祭司、文士、长老众人面前呢，他要解释他。为什么这样侍奉
And in Acts chapter 22 describe how before the chief priests and the scribes he explained to them why he served the Lord that way
在二十六章在巡抚和那个亚基帕王面前还有所有的那些军长的面前 他再一次讲这个意象。
And in chapter 26 in Acts, he explained in before the kings and all the important people why what happened to him with this vision.
他不是再回到那个经历的里面。
He's not going back to the experience.
他乃是再说到在那经历里面他遇见的生命的主。
He explained the God of life that he encountered during the vision.
你我哈盼望我们能够承认。经验是宝贵的，如果它真是属灵的经历。
So we must acknowledge experience is very precious if it is truly spiritual.
但是过去属灵的经历不能满足今天的需要。
But yet the past spiritual experience cannot satisfy the need of today.
因为我们的主是不断往前的主。
Because the Lord keep advancing.
他是丰富的主。
He is a very God of fullness.
他是这个时刻的主。
He is a God of now.
他不要我们去依赖我们过去的经历。
He doesn't want us to trust upon the experience in the past.
他要我们在这个时刻仍然遇见这位复活新鲜的主，讲述这位生命的主。
He wants us now to experience the God of abundance.
这就是保罗，我们看见他在《使徒行传》22章、26章里面，他再向人讲到那位向他显现的主。他说这是异象。
So in chapter 22 and 26 in Acts, again he tell many people about his vision that he encountered.
所以我们今天讲啊，我们也有属灵的经历，我们要感谢主。但是我们不是传经历。
We thank the Lord for spiritual experience, but we are not preaching that.
我们是传那位生命的主。
We are preaching the God of life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。若是你我能够这样子认识生命的重要和宝贵
truly,
我们可能就开始人生有一个正确的焦点
So if you truly understand the Lord of life we have a new focus
我们开始会有一个正确的中心
We will have a right center
我们不能用一些外面的做法行为表现来代替生命
We cannot replace life with all these outward things or ways of doing things
所以以生命为中心呢其实才是真正的以基督为中心。
So as we take life as the center, we're taking Christ as the center.
那么在约翰福音第一章第四节的第二句话
，In the second phrase in John chapter 1:4,
这生命就是人的光。
He said, "Life was the light of man."
这是告诉我们说，圣灵在人身上工作的开始是借着这个生命把光带来。
So it is that it is this life that the Holy Spirit is working that bring light to man.
一个人呢，好好的道德高尚、学问修养都好的人，他怎么会承认自己是罪人呢
？How would a very scholarly person, very educated person, admit that they are sinner?
一个爱主的基督徒啊，在教会大家都称赞的人，他怎么会说呢？我是个罪人呢？
How can a Christian who been everybody know him in the church admit that they are sinner?
你就下来了，不是有人呢讲了很高的道理，或者把你的隐情讲出来，你就认罪了，不会的。
Not that people have been saying something that you confess your sin. No.
我们反而会起来了，遮盖自己，掩饰自己，解释，讲理由的。
We are trying to hide it and try to explain our sin.
唯有当主的生命来了，我就发现。祸灾我灭亡了。
Only when the life of the Lord came to us, it was a woe to me.
我这么污秽。
I'm so filthy.
我年轻的时候就是这样被主碰见。
This is how I encountered God when I was young.
一直到现在60多岁了，我才发现那一次遇见主，它的意义是这么一回事。
I understood. Now that I'm 60-some years old, now I understood what does that mean at that time.
所以波饼聚会一有弟兄姊妹提我是个罪人蒙主恩啊，我唱起来真是快乐。
So I sing joy as we sing the song. I was a sinner saved by grace.
我说主啊，那真的就是我的故事。
This is truly my story.
我虽然蒙了恩典，我还是个罪人。
Although I receive His grace, I'm still a sinner.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣灵在人身上工作的凭借。
And this is the proof that the Holy Spirit worked in that person.
This is the means of the work of the Holy Spirit upon man. 如果没有借着生命，圣灵啊，有一个能力临到你。这个能力走了，你还是那个人。
So,
你身上没有神的工作。
This is the life is the mean where the Holy Spirit work. If not, he would do something. He left and then nothing.
除非是借着圣灵，不借着生命，啊， 那么神才能把他的工作留在我们身上。
Only through life that He given to us that the work will remain in us.
不然的话，那个驴子，神也可以借他说话，说完话他还是个驴子。
Or else a donkey,
是不是？
God can speak through the donkey, but when God
神可以使用我们
He's still a donkey.
给我们各式各样的能力，各式各样的恩赐。
God can use us, give us gifts and power.
但是主可以借你做工，但是你不是主的工作。
But yet, God can use you to work, but yet you are not the God's work.
弟兄姊妹们，唯有这个生命到我们里面成为光，圣灵就开始做工了。
Only when life become our light inside, then the Holy Spirit can work in us.
弟兄姊妹，这是 我开头讲一点这些，要让弟兄姊妹重视主耶稣讲说，我就是生命。
I want to talk about this because I want you to put emphasis that Jesus said He is the light.
将来我们见神的面的时候
，When we see Christ one day，
我们在审判台前的时候
，Before the judgment seat，
主要把我们的生命完全显出来。
God want to show our life totally.
我们在地上的一切所得着的，都要在那里显出来。
Everything that we gain on earth will be on display.
生命是极其重要和宝贵的。
So life is so important and so precious.
我感谢主这一次。长岛弟兄姊妹给我很大的自由。
And this time, I thank the Lord that you guys gave me a lot of freedom.
所以我就慢慢的讲，每一个点我都举一点例子解释一下。
So I touch.
不然我就给大家一个 outline 纲要就好了。
And I touch upon a point and it gives you an example.
因为照时间，我11点钟要下台。
I'm supposed to finish by 11 a.m.
我还没有进入我的正题。
I haven't come to the theme of today.
我如果能够大家再给我到11:30，后面有半个小时祷告，我快快的把后面要讲的讲。
So give me half an hour, I quickly finish.
但我也不敢讲我半个钟头就讲得完。
But I cannot guarantee I finish at half an hour.
那么主耶稣来，他宣告说我就是生命。
And Jesus came and declared that He is the life.
昨天我们讲到主耶稣讲他就是真理啊，应该说他就是那真。
And yesterday we talked about Jesus said He is the truth. He is that
truth.
The truth. The truth.
英文呢比较直接，叫 the truth， 就是那真。
And English is easier because the truth.
没有别的东西可以跟这个真比的。
And nothing can be compared to this truth.
那么主耶稣讲到他说他是生命的时候，他是 the life.
And Jesus said He is the life. He said the life.
所以他前面有一个定冠词。
Something that point to his
definite article before the word life.
Definite article before the word life.
他是那生命。
He is that life.
这个生命是什么呢？
What is that life?
是非受造的生命。
It is a not created life.
他就是神。
Because he is God.
所以他的生命不是人造的，不是神造的，他就是那生命。非受造的生命。
Because that life is not a created life because he's God himself.
而他带着这个生命来到地上做人。
And with this life, he came to earth and become man.
他做人的时候，等到他离开世界了，他的门徒们做见证。
And when he depart from the earth, and the disciples testified.
约翰福音第一章第十八节，使徒约翰做见证说，从来没有人看见过神。
And in John chapter 1 verse 18, no one has ever seen God.
唯有他父怀中的独生子。将他完完全全的表明出来了。
But God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, had made him.
我们知道主耶稣怎么把父表现出来呢？
How did Jesus made God known?
就是借着那生命。
It's through that life.
借着那个生命，人认识了父的慈爱。
From that life, people know of God's kindness.
借着那个生命，人认识了父的怜悯。
From that life, men know of God's compassion.
借着那个生命。人认识了父行事的法则。
So through that life, men can know the ways of God.
所以在那生命里面，他把父的性情和性格完全的彰显。
From that life, he manifested God's character and personalities.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们在教会里面
，sometimes in church，
会遇见一些可能是。平时都不讲话的弟兄姊妹。
We encounter some brothers and sisters, maybe they've been very quiet all along.
但是你在生活中跟他碰碰啊，真是舒服。
But as you encounter them in your daily life, you feel so comfortable. They are so tender.
他的体贴。
And it is so understanding.
那不是人天然人有的。
It's not a natural kind.
那是那生命。
Because of that life.
那只不过表现了一点点而已。
It's only you understand just a little bit.
但是耶稣基督 出来的时候，把那个表现得完全。
But when Jesus came, it just totally manifested.
所以使徒约翰到他老年的时候
，When John became old,
他回想他在肉身中跟随主耶稣。
He remembered how he followed the Lord.
我们曾经注视过他。
We had looked upon him.
从他身上真的看见了神儿子的荣光。
We truly see the glory of the Son of God.
而这个荣光显出来。就是父的显现。
And that glory is truly the glory of the Father.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等奇妙。
How amazing that is.
哎，我想将来到天上去，我要找这些使徒们谈一谈。
And when I go to heaven, I will
have to talk with those disciples. 不再会有肉身的经历了。
Because we do not have flesh anymore.
啊，他们那时候是怎么被这个拿撒勒人的木匠吸引的？
How can they be drawn by this carpenter Jesus?
哎呀，我们不能想象。
We cannot imagine it.
今天有的时候有一些人呢。他很有这个，对不起，我要还要用这个字啊，魅力。
And some people have some
charisma. 啊，你知道人都喜欢跟有魅力的人在一起。
People like to be drawn by those people with charisma.
你跟他在一起就觉得很 fun， 啊，是不是？
It's a lot of fun.
很有趣
，a lot of fun.
你跟他在一起就不觉得生活人生无意义，没啊。我想我们的主啊，就带着这种，但是他却从来不叫人感觉。他是 glamorous，
and the Lord has this kind of a charisma, but not glamorous.
这是很奇妙的一件事情。
It is something very wonderful.
我常常想不透。
I really do not comprehend.
但是我每次回到灵里面去亲近主，他给我的吸引啊，我出来的时候我就觉得，他真是美中最美。
As I come before the Lord, I'm being attracted to Him. I felt He is the most beautiful.
我常常跟主到主面前认罪，我说主啊，我在教会中侍奉。在人间生活，没有活出你的样子。
I always confess before the Lord that Lord, I have not lived out your likeness.
我活出我的自己的样子，怪不得弟兄姊妹觉得怪怪的。
So I live out my own self. That's the people think I'm strange.
现在这些传道人真的都怪怪的。
All these preachers are strange.
弟兄姊妹们，不，每一个属神的儿女，主把这个生命赐给我们，叫我们活出来。
But Lord gave us this life so that we can live out His life.
我在讲神的性情。和神的法则借着基督的性情和他的性格完全显出来。
And through Christ, he had displayed God's character and his way of life.
这是地人间从来没有的一个人。
There's nobody like this on earth.
第二个，他的生命里面呢，在约翰福音第三章十三节。
In John chapter 3 verse 13,
约翰记载了主耶稣说的一句话，对尼哥底母说的。
And he recorded what he has said to Nicodemus.
主耶稣说，除了从天降下人就在天的人子，没有人升过天。
No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man.
这句话呢，在物理学上面是说不通的。
And you cannot explain it with physics.
一个人呢，一个物质不可能同时在这里又在那里。
And one matter cannot be
这样物理学就整个乱掉了。
In two places at the same time.
物理学最讲究空间、时间、坐标的。
Because physics emphasis on a space and.
所以我早期读这一句话真是为难呢、啊。
So it's very difficult for me to understand.
我问主，这什么意思啊
？And ask the Lord, what does that mean?
怎么可能读得懂啊？
How can I understand this?
你从天降下，你又还在天上。
And you came from heaven, but you are also from earth.
别人跟我讲属灵的解释，我说那是你的事，我实在不懂。
Is that spiritual explanation is your matter?
有一天我以为我懂了一点。
One day I thought I understand.
我说那是神的儿子，虽然道成肉身，他还是无所不在的。
So we know that God, Jesus became flesh on earth, but yet he can be everywhere.
我不是说我现在明白了，我只是讲一点我现在的。认识。
I just want to explain a little what I understand.
主耶稣从天降下，人就在天，是什么意思
？What does it mean that he had gone into heaven, but yet he's still on earth?
他里面这个生命是属天的。
Meaning he has a divine heavenly life.
他在外面看，他穿上肉身。
Outwardly he wear a flesh on him.
在他的里面是属天的。
But yet inside is divine.
所以天仍然在他的里面。
So heaven is still inside.
而且他的。思想、情感、意志仍然停留在天的境界里面。
And also his will, emotion, everything is still heavenly.
他出来处事为人，完全不照着人的原则和价值观。
The way he acts is not depends on the earthly ways or a value system.
他仍然照着天的
Everything he does is according to heaven. So he lives in heaven.
难怪地上的事情摸不着他。
Therefore, things of earth cannot
touch him. 难怪他能够说，那个恶者在我里面一无所有。
Therefore, he can say that evil had nothing to do with me.
我要讲到这个天，因为这是得胜的根基。
Because when I talk about heaven, this is the basis of our victory.
我们知道，如果作战了，你取到制高点了，你就容易打胜仗。
So in warfare, if you gain the higher point, you will win in the battle.
美国人呢敢出去打仗了，因为他现在打的不仅三度空间了，打四度空间的仗了。So
nowadays, America is not only fighting the three dimension, but it's a fourth dimension also.
他取得制空权了，你地上你怎么样，他都看得清清楚楚。
And he's high up there, he can see everything very clearly on earth.
主把这个生命带来，也赐给你。
The Lord had brought this life and give it to us.
叫我们能够胜过地上的这些事。
So we can overcome everything on earth.
我们的主，他的生命是属天的。
Christ's life is heavenly.
我们再讲一点。
Again,
在约翰福音11章25-26节。
In John chapter 11, verse 25-26.
我们都知道这个故事。
You know the story.
就是拉撒路了，病了。 死了四天了，主耶稣才去。
Lazarus got sick and died, got sick, and then 4 days later, Jesus visited him.
马大跟玛利亚都有点怪主。
And Martha and Mary kind of blamed God.
马大是姐姐啊，比较有礼貌。她虽然心里不舒服，还去迎接主。
And Martha is the older sister, and also she's not very happy, but he went to receive Jesus. She went to visit Jesus.
她跟主讲说：“主啊。” 你若早在这里，我的弟弟就必不会死。
And Martha said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
他还有一点盼望，他说现在呢，我也知道你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。
And she remained some hope and said, but I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask.
主耶稣就告诉他说，你的弟弟必然复活。
And Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again.
马大这时候信心不够了。
And Martha did not have enough faith.
他说：“我相信在末日，我弟弟会复活。”
And he said, my brother will rise again in the end, but not now.
弟兄姊妹，我们的信心常常是将来的，那不是信心，那叫做盼望。
And our faith is always in the future, and that's not faith, that is hope.
真正的信心是现在。
True faith is now.
因为他是生命的主。
Because he is the Lord of life.
因为他是复活。
Because of his resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，所以主就告诉他说。 我是复活，我是生命。So
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life.
主还说，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。He
who believes in me will live even though he dies.
也必复活。They
will arise.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死。And
whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
你信这话吗？
Do you believe this?
弟兄姊妹，我自己读到这里，我信不来。And
when I read this, I know I cannot believe it.
我信前面这个，主耶稣说呢，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，因为拉撒路那天真的复活了。And
I believe when he said that those who believe me will live even though he dies, because Lazarus was raised.
但凡活着信我的人必永远不死。But
whoever lives and believes in me will never die. It doesn't happen in my experience.
因为我主持过太多的安息聚会，都是信主的人死掉了。
Because I officiate many of this funeral, all these
believers. 他们原来都活着的。主耶稣说，信我的人现在活着，信我的人必永远不死。但是我都为他们主持葬礼了。
But Jesus said, whoever lives and believes in me will never die, but I officiate so many of this funeral. One day other people will officiate my funeral. So for a long time I asked the Lord, what does that mean?
在经历上到底是什么意思?
In experience, what does that mean?
你是复活告诉我们说，只有带着复活性质的可以进到死里面再出来。
So meaning that when you bring whatever is resurrected into death, and you will come out from it.
他必须要进入死。
He must enter death.
死把他吞下去了，但是最后他出来了。
Death has swallowed him up, but yet he came out from it.
就好像约拿被吞到鲸鱼那个大鱼的肚子里面，三天三夜，那是死了。
Just like Jonah being swallowed by the big fish for 3 days and night.
但是吐出来以后呢，约拿还是活的。 他里面带着复活的性质，主用这幅图画来说明什么叫做复活。
So Jonah was spit out, and then he lives again.
不是我昨天讲的那个福州弟兄的经历，他死掉了三天了，悠悠然又活过来了，那不是复活，那是还魂呢。
We're not talking about it. We talk about a brother who died after 3 days, and he lives again. It's different.
今天乃是主这个生命里面带着复活。
Because in God's life, it includes resurrection.
所以以赛亚能够说呢，这块石头是曾经被试验过的石头。
So Isaiah said this stone had been tested before.
啊，被放在死里面试过了。
He had been put in death and be tested.
这个石头叫做活石。
This
living stone.
This stone is called living stone.
只有主耶稣是活石。
Only Christ is living.
我们来到他面前的人，得着这个生命的人，我们就好像活石。
So as we come to him and have this life, we are just like a living stone.
We are as a living stone.
As a
我们还不是像他那样完全的活死。
Because we are not totally like him, who is a living stone.
这是主要给你的生命。
This is kind of like
你已经得着的生命。
The life that
在你里面已经有这个性质的。
You already have this.
问题是你信不信？
Is that whether you
你愿不愿意去经历？
Do you want
多少时候主把我们摆在我们承认我死了？
Many times we put ourselves and we are dead.
但是主说，现在我要你去做这件事。
But I want you to do this.
你有一万个理由说主我不能做，因为我死定了。
You can have many excuses, but yet you said I'm dead.
但是当你相信你得着的主耶稣他是复活，你就起来。
But if you truly have the faith, believe that life has resurrection, you rise up.
等你我走过的时候，我们稀奇说。刚才不是我。
When we pass through the event and you look back and say, "This is not me."
刚才是他。
It is him.
因为他是复活。
Because he's resurrection. 弟兄
姊妹，保罗有这个经历。
Paul had this experience.
我知道历世历代许许多多神的儿女们有这个经历。
And for ages past, many brothers and sisters have this experience.
我要谦卑地说，我这个不配的人，主也给我这个经历。
In humility, I have to say that the Lord had gave me this experience, so I'm not worthy.
我盼自己说。主啊，绝对不可能的。
And I always have the judgment that Lord is not possible.
但是在我里面有一个被试验过的生命，不是我，乃是基督。
But yet there's a life in me that has been tested. It is not me, it's Christ.
那么他说我是生命。
And he said I'm the life.
这生命是回答底下那句话。
And this,
信我的人呢，虽然死了，对不起啊，第他说呢，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
这是最近这几年呢，我在教会侍奉中，主把这句话借着实际的侍奉解释给我听。
And the Lord, recent years, and the Lord explained resurrection with this verse to me.
你去读使徒保罗讲到圣徒们的死。
Read about what Paul described the death of the
saints. 当他站在人情这个点上说，这个弟兄是死了。
An emotion, this brother is dead.
但是他当他站在属灵的角度，他说不，他是睡了。
From the spiritual aspect, he said he's asleep.
你知道主耶稣对那个管会堂的做爸爸的说，你的女儿不是死了，她是睡了。
And to Jairus, the ruler of synagogue, Jesus told him, "Your daughter is asleep, not dead."
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他里面。有神儿子的生命。
Because in him there is the life of the Son.
这个生命叫做永远的生命。
And this life is called eternal life.
活着信他的人必永远不死。
People who live and believe they will never die.
你肉身的生命睡了。
Your physical life that is slain.
但这个永远的生命从来没有死过。
But that eternal life and has never died.
这是一件真实的事情。
Truly this is real.
我在去到医院急诊室看见我们弟兄他没有气息。
Sometimes I go to hospital in emergency room. That brother truly had died.
突然之间，主向我说。
And the Lord suddenly told me.
他是信我的人。
He is a believer.
他没有死。
He did not die.
他不过是睡了。
He just asleep.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等大的安慰。
What kind of comfort that is?
所以当撒都该人来试探主耶稣。
So as the Sadducees came and test Jesus.
问复活的事的时候。
Ask about resurrection.
主耶稣说你们根本不认识复活。
Jesus said, you really don't know what resurrection
is. 神是活人的神，神从来不是死人的神。
The Lord is the Lord of the living, not dead.
神一再地向以色列百姓说，我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
And God always told the Israelites, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
对所有以色列这些子孙讲啊，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各几百年前就死掉了。
And to them, they've been dead hundreds of years ago.
但是对神说话呢？亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各还活在神的面前。
But to God Himself, they are still living in His presence.
他们肉身睡了。
The physical body.
他们那个属灵的生命活在神的面前。
But their spiritual life.
活在神的同在的里面。
Living in the presence.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的救恩啊！
Isn't how amazing and wonderful salvation?
那天我站在墓地，我把我弟兄埋下去的时候，
As I bury my brother,
我心里面实在是充满了感谢。
My heart is full of thankfulness to Him.
所以我们是把一个一粒麦子是种下去，对不对？
So we plant a grain of wheat.
如果一个没有生命的东西啊，你是把它埋下去，对不对？
So if that thing do not have life,
我埋一块石头，埋一个金子，
you,
埋一千两银子，
a gold,
因为它没有生命，
because they have no life.
但是我们今天把我们的弟兄种下去，
but yet we have planted our brother in the ground.
因为他带着永生，
because he had eternal life.
有一天他要起来。
One day he will rise up again.
这个生命在你的里面。
This life is in you.
因为你信了耶稣。
Because you believe in the
Lord Jesus. 因为耶稣就是那生命。
Because Jesus is that life.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意接受吗？
Are you willing to receive
him? 你愿意相信吗？
You willing to believe?
你愿意承认吗？
Are you willing to
acknowledge? 你愿意依靠吗？
You want to depend on
it? 你愿意经历吗？
You want to get,
那是你的份。
It is your portion.
复活告诉我们说主得胜了。
Resurrection told us he had victory.
他胜过了死。
He overcome death.
胜过了阴间。
He overcome Hades.
好，我们讲到生命，告诉我们说，他永远活着。
When we talking about life, he lives eternally.
弟兄姊妹，这个在你我里面是何等荣耀的救恩呐、啊、
！What a glorious salvation it is to us.
我每次波饼聚会，有时候主给我一点点开启、啊、
sometimes,
我就喜乐的不得了。
Sometimes God give me a little revelation. I'm just so joyful.
主的同在真是充满了我们所住的屋子。
I felt the presence of the Lord is so filled the place where we meet.
耶稣基督就是那生命。
Jesus is that life.
他来到地上，他就把天带到地上来。
As he came, he brought heaven together.
他来到你里面，就把天带到你里面来。
As he come into your heart, he also bring heaven to you.
因着你我里面有了那天，将来我们就回到天上去。
Because we have heaven in us, one day we'll return to heaven.
这主耶稣讲到他，我们借着他能够到父那里去。
Therefore, we can through him go to the Father.
那么接下来我要快快的讲一点。
And quickly, after
我们怎么样今天在地上丰富的经历这个生命
？How can we abundantly experience this life?
这是一个大题目啊。
It's a big topic.
如果你要去读的话，整卷约翰福音，他的神迹还有他的讲论都说到这个生命。
And you read John, and there's so many miracles. Everything talk about how wonderful.
我今天只挑一个点和大家分享。
I just talk about one point.
当施浸约翰介绍主耶稣的时候
，When John the Baptist introduced Jesus,
神让他呢在不同的两天里面介绍主耶稣的两方面。
And he introduced Jesus in two different days in the two different aspects.
你读圣经很有意思啊。约翰的记载都是次日又次日，那就是三天。
And in the John, it talk about next day and next day, meaning three days.
神的工作哈、啊，都在三天里面就完成。
And God's work finished in three days.
啊，主耶稣到施浸约翰那里来受浸的时候是次日，第二天。
And the next day, Jesus came to John to be baptized.
那一天呢，约翰介绍了耶稣基督是钉十字架的羔羊。
And that day, John introduced Jesus as the Lamb who was nailed on the cross.
是赎罪的羔羊。
It's a Lamb that redeemed us.
我们那一天讲到，这像利未记十六章讲到那赎罪祭。
It's talking about the sin offering.
那么因着他完成了赎罪的工作，他成为受膏者，他成为施浸者。
Because he had finished redemption, he is called the baptizer.
好，那么到了再次日，就是约翰福音第一章三十五节。
John chapter 1 verse 35, the next day.
我们想象了在约旦河旁边， 施浸约翰呢带着他两个门徒，一个是约翰，就使徒约翰，还有一个是彼得的弟弟安德烈。
So as John the Baptist took two of his disciples, one is John, the other is Andrew, Peter's brother.
可能那一天呢，这个没有什么人来受浸了，所以他们三个人就空闲站在那里。
Maybe that day not many people come to be baptized. They are standing there.
结果他们远远看见主耶稣行走，走过那个地方。
And they saw Jesus passing by in a distance.
这个时候，神的灵感动约翰，施浸约翰。
At that time, the Spirit touched upon John the Baptist.
他就对他两个门徒介绍那走路的耶稣。
And he introduced Jesus, who's walking.
他要他们注视他，说看他。
Look, look.
看呐、啊，神的羔羊。
Look, the Lamb of God.
你知道，主耶稣走路就像神的羔羊。
So as Jesus is walking, he's walking like the Lamb of God.
今天我们走路都喜欢像大人物。
As we walk, we like to be somebody important.
我们要像狮子一样走路。
We walk like the lion.
所以我们聚会有一个年轻弟兄，他是我的 personal trainer。他说：“你去 train 了以后，你不需要装，你走路就是这个样子。”
So I have a personal trainer. And you, this is how you walk because you are full of muscle.
好，我们现在是羡慕这些人了，他们一走路啊，很威风啊。
We admire people who can walk like.
但是神的儿子在那天，耶稣基督一走，约翰看见了羔羊。
And so that day when Jesus is passing by, John said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
这告诉我们说呢，神用羔羊。来描述神的儿子在地上的生命的特性。
God used a lamb as his character of his son.
弟兄姊妹，我年轻的时候，那个时候我大概二十四岁。
When I was young, around 24 years old.
我听一位英国弟兄讲约翰福音。
I heard an English brother preaching on the book of John.
在一个夏令特会里面，五堂他把约翰福音来回的讲了五遍，我一堂都听不懂。
In a summer retreat, he spoke five
times. 听得好辛苦啊。
About on the book of John, I didn't understand a bit.
他第一堂就讲看那行走的羔羊，我说这有什么了不起啊
？And first day he talked about the walking Lamb of God.
整堂我都听不懂。
I didn't understand a bit what he's saying.
不要说他后面讲的那些，我更听不懂。
I didn't understand what he's preaching.
但是给我。身上留下很深刻的印象。我问主，这是什么意思
？So, but it left a very deep impression on me. I said, Lord, what does that mean?
跟我有什么关系
？How does it relate to me?
跟教会有什么关系
？How does it relate to the church?
跟父神的旨意有什么关系
？How does it relate to the will of God?
弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
因为这是发生在第三天。
Because it happened the third day.
你明白了它的意义。
If you understand the meaning,
你向使徒约翰和安德烈去跟随他。
As you will be like John and Andrew following.
弟兄姊妹，神的旨意。就要成全在教会身上。
And God's will be accomplished in His church.
弟兄姊妹，要成为羔羊的跟随者。
We have to be a follower of the Lamb.
在我26岁的那一年，也是一个夏天。
Again, and when I was 26 years old in the summer.
那一个夏天，主带我过了基督徒的一关。
And God had led me to a crisis of a Christian.
那一关呢，就是罗马书12章第一节、第二节。
It is Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
我把自己献给主。
I commit myself to the Lord. I offer myself to the Lord.
就在那一天晚上。
That night.
我晚上睡觉前，我在床上面亲近主，有一点祷告。
And on the bed, I draw close to the Lord and I pray.
很轻微的，主说一句话。
Very, very lightly, the Lord said.
主说：“你起来跟随羔羊。”
Rise up and follow the Lamb.
那个在我里面极大的能力。
It is a great power that came with it.
我知道我的人生。被他得着。
I know God had gained my life.
弟兄姊妹，这个非常非常重要。
This is so important.
我们知道，我要接下去，我等一下讲啊。我讲到这个羔羊，乃是神用来向世人表达他儿子在地上的生命的特性。
God want to use the lamb to portray the life of His Son on earth.
我们讲羔羊有什么特性
？What are the characteristics of a lamb？
我和弟兄姊妹交通几个点，这也是我领受的，不是我自己 original 得着的。
I have learned this, not originally from me.
羔羊第一个是微小的。
First, they are very little and insignificant.
在约翰福音这个羔羊啊，还是一岁要献祭的那个羊。
And a lamb is like a one-year-old ready to be offered on the altar.
到了启示录，看见在天上那个仿佛羔羊刚刚被杀，那个是一个非常小、刚刚出生的 infant lamb.
So, So it's an infant lamb as described in Revelation, ready to be killed.
羊长大了呢, 跟其他动物比起来也是微小的。
But even a grown-up lamb is very insignificant compared to other animals.
我们主耶稣生命里面的谦卑。
We're talking about the humility of God's
life. 保罗看见了这个谦卑。
And Paul has seen this humility.
所以他在腓立比书第二章第五节到第八节。 告诉我们基督的谦卑。
So in Philippians chapter 2, it talks about the humility of Christ.
那是我们生活的原则。
And those are the principles of our life.
这是羔羊的第一个特点。
So this first characteristic of a lamb.
越亲近主耶稣，越得着生命的人， 他里面越忘记自己，越没有自己， 那叫做谦卑。
A person who draws close to the Lord and really stay with him, the more he will have this humility, a selfless person.
这跟人的谦虚是不一样的。
It's different from men's humility.
第二个点,
Secondly,
啊, 羔羊的特性呢, 它是纯洁的。
And they are pure.
啊, 我们的主在地上, 他是无罪的。
Our Lord, when he was on earth, he's sinless.
罪带来许多的复杂、玷污、苦难, 啊, 羞耻。
Because sin brought a lot of stain, shame, and suffering.
但是在我们的主身上, 他是何等的没有斑点、没有瑕疵, 那样的纯洁。
But the Lord had no blemish and so pure.
所以保罗看见这件事, 他说他是无罪的。
And so Paul said that he's sinless.
我在年轻的时候听一位年长基督徒讲, 他说这个无罪啊, 你能想象吗? 在主耶稣的心思意念里面, 连一点罪的意念都没有, 那个叫做无罪。
Being sinless, we're talking about Jesus, not a little bit of sin that is in his thought.
你能说我从来没有嫉妒过别人吗?
Can you say that you've never been jealous of somebody else?
我可能外面从来没有。
Maybe outwardly I had never had.
但是今天这个人讲得比我好啊, 我听了就不是味道。
So as the person can speak better than me,
那就是罪。
And I have this sinful thought.
那就是己,
and this is self. This is sin.
但是在主耶稣里面一点都没有。
But in Christ, none of this happens.
所以他能够与喜乐的人同乐，与哀哭的人同哭。
He can be joyful with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. This is so pure.
第三,
Thirdly,
这羔羊啊, 它充满了生命的活力。
And this lamb is full of life's vitality.
所以在这里约翰介绍说, 看哪, 神的羔羊, 那是一岁的。 羔羊,
so, as John introduced, look, the Lamb of God, this Lamb is about 1 year old.
啊, 这是在旧约时代可以献祭的羊羔达到的程度。
In the Old Testament, this is kind of a lamb that can be offered.
我们知道这一岁是生命力最新鲜、最活泼、有活力的。
And 1 year old, most fresh and most vitality.
这说出主的生命在神的面前是那样的活泼。 那样的新鲜,
so meaning that the life of Jesus before the Lord is so alive and so fresh.
刚才播饼区我看见好多弟兄姊妹真是像有羔羊的生命。
So many brothers and sisters just like have a life of a lamb.
他一祷告真是活泼新鲜。
It's so alive and fresh.
弟兄姊妹我们要操练这个生命。
We have to exercise that kind of life.
你有机会可以祷告的时候你要祷告。
If an opportunity to pray, you must pray.
你一祷告这个生命出来了就供应所有的弟兄姊妹。
Because as you pray, the life will just share.
带下主的同在。
And provide other people and bring God's blessing.
为什么呢?因为主做我们的生命。
Because Jesus is our life.
第四个。
Fourthly,
羔羊的生命是柔软的。
And the characteristic of the life is very gentle.
它是不是很刚硬的。
It's not stubborn.
从来不坚持自己的。
And never be very stubborn.
你怎么摆它都很安息。
And wherever you, you put him, he's very restful.
弟兄姊妹,这个生命在你我里面呢, 如果用在我们人生中啊, 我们会多有用。 做事情多有效率啊。
So if we use this character in our life, how efficient it is for us to serve him.
最后一个点,
Lastly,
啊, 羔羊的生命呢, 它是受苦的生命。
The life of the lamb is a suffering life.
所以主耶稣最后啊, 为我们上了十字架。
At last, Jesus died on the cross for us.
其实主耶稣从降生开始, 一直到离开世界, 这一段地上的年日, 都是受苦。
From Jesus' life, the day he was born to the day he departed from the earth, is all suffering, isn't it?
他是天上的君王, 肮脏的马槽里面。
He's a heavenly king.
那苦不苦啊？
But he was born in the manger. Isn't it suffering?
主却那么的安息啊。
But yet he is so restful.
主耶稣一生经过，他带领十二个门徒啊，一天到晚围着他周围吵架。主耶稣从来没发过脾气啊，你说他受不受苦啊？
And when Jesus leading all the 12 disciples on earth, they're always arguing with each other. So Jesus is suffering, isn't it?
而且一天到晚跑在主的前面，都是先斩后奏。
So he is always
还不奏了，还主问他说：“彼得，你刚才说了什么话？”彼得才知道。
They're always walking ahead of Jesus, and they're talking, and sometimes Jesus will ask Jesus, Peter, what were you saying?
我自己在教会住的侍奉里面，我才发现。所有门徒们犯的错我都犯过。
And as I serve in the church, I realize that all the mistakes that the disciple had, I have performed them.
今天我们要到外面跑啊，很容易。
Very,
因为别人都不认识我们。 Very, 我只要摆出一副道貌岸然，大家都觉得我很属灵。
I can go outside to preach, but yet, when I come at home, people know me.
我把我听过讲最好的道讲给别人听，别人都觉得哇，这个人有亮光，有分量。
I can preach the best sermon. People would praise me. Oh, he really had a lot of enlightenment.
但是我和弟兄姊妹一同住，
But、
弟兄姊妹就说你讲的道我听不懂。
As I dwell with other brothers and sisters,
他听不进去。
They do not understand. Not that they don't understand, they cannot accept what I teach.
弟兄姊妹是不是这样的？
Isn't like this?
因为我们这个人，
Because we,
主耶稣他一生都受苦。
But yet Jesus suffered all his life.
最后他甘心情愿地死在十字架上。
And at the end, he willingly died on the cross for us.
这是羔羊的生命。
So this is a life of the Lamb.
所以我们认识的这个生命，主呼召我们来跟随羔羊。
As we know about this life, God called us to follow the Lamb.
那一天，施浸约翰，他做了这个呼召的工作，介绍的工作，他不怕失去两个最好的门徒。他把他送给主耶稣。
That day, John recommend Jesus, and he doesn't care about giving away his two disciples. He gave them to Jesus.
这是人间没有的事情。
This is not you can see.
难怪施浸约翰被称作主耶稣的先锋。
Therefore, he's being called the forerunner of Jesus.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们愿不愿意这样舍下？
Are you willing to sacrifice like this?
那么我们要看那些跟随羔羊的人。
Look at those who follow the Lamb.
他们怎么样从主耶稣得生命
？How can they get life from Jesus?
来到启示录第十四章第一节到第五节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 14, verse 1 to 5.
这一般跟随羔羊的人呢，是代表着历世历代的得胜者。
Those followers of the Lamb represent the overcomers throughout ages.
这些得胜者，简单的讲。就是以基督做生命的一般人。
Simply put, these are the people who take Jesus' life as their life.
我们看他们至少有十方面，他们学习亲近主得生命。
And this is how they gain life by drawing close to Him.
第一节他说：“我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有十四万四千人。”
Then I looked, and there before me was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and within 144,000 who has his name and his father's name written on their foreheads.
这一般人做羔羊的同伴。
Those are the companions of the Lamb.
好，弟兄姊妹，你知道十二个门徒啊，除就连卖主的犹大，他们跟随主三年多一点时间。
All the disciples, including Judas.
他们就做主的同伴，他们与主同住，与主同行，与主同工。
And they become Christ's companion. They work together, they dwell together, and together they are always.
我们可以这样讲，主的遭遇就是他们的遭遇。
Whatever Christ encounter is their encounter.
主的经历就是他们的经历。
Whatever is Christ's experience is their experience.
或者我们反过来讲。
Or on the other side,
他们的遭遇也成为主的遭遇。
Their encounter become Christ's encounter.
他们的经历也成为主的经历。
Their experience became Christ's.
所以昨天晚上我们弟兄讲到彼得走在水面上。
So last time we talked about Peter walking on the water.
弟兄姊妹，他们做主的同伴。
They are the companions.
你愿不愿意有这个心，让主吸引你？你愿意做主的同伴
？Do you have the desire that when He draws you, you become His companion?
第二个，他们是。有一个数字的十四万四千人。
And this number is 144,000.
我们知道这144,000人呢，在所有读圣经的人中间是个很大的争议啊。
And there's a lot of discussion on this 144,000.
天主教说啊，在天主教里面的这些圣品呢，就是这十四万四千人。
Or those saints in the Catholic Church, those are the 144,000.
好，那我们知道，这个耶和华见证人会呢，他们就追求要到这十四万四千人的行列里面。
So in Jehovah Witness, they want to be among those
144,000. 也有人认为呢，这个是照着他的数字，将来得胜者就只有十四万四千人。
According to this number, they felt that at the end, this is the number of all the overcomers.
我们想了，大概不是这样。
But we thought it's not like this.
因为启示录是充满了表号的。
Because in Revelation, it's full of symbols.
啊，这些所有的这些事情呢，都是一个属灵的记号，一个表号。
These are all spiritual symbols.
这十四万四千，它是一个数字，跟所有在地上曾经活过或者信主的人比起来，他们是少数的。
The 144,000 compared to all these people, they are the minority.
我们知道，跟着摩西出埃及的犹太人呢，连妇人孩子就200万。
We know that people who left Egypt under the Moses is about 2 million people.
哈，那么十四万四千呢，是在200万中间算是少数的。
So 144,000 compared to 2 million people is a minority.
第二个，它有一个数字是十四万四千，就告诉我说，它不是可以一直增加的，它是有限的。
So with this number, we know it is a set number. You cannot add anything on it.
这不是说得救的人是有限的。
We are not saying that there's a limit to those who want to be saved.
弟兄姊妹，乃是那些真正向着主认真，对于神在圣经里面启示的话语，我们跟主说：“主，我要明白，我要经历，我要得着。”
It is those who are serious with the word of God and telling God, I want to understand this. I want to gain this.
弟兄姊妹们，他们愿意追求得胜。
They want to pursue being a victory.
啊，这是圣经里面的一个原则。
So this is a biblical principle.
啊，那么这十四万四千呢，是十二乘十二。
So this number is 12 times 12.
然后再乘一千。
And times 1,000.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。有人告诉我们说，这是讲到神在人间呢，那圣灵丰满的管制。
So this is talking about the fullness of the Spirit's control.
我们基督徒啊，我今天盼望我能够稍微讲一点。我又已经到11:30了，我还要借时间，可以吗
？I want to borrow some more time.
我相信我们信主一段年日都听过圣灵的管制这个名词。
We understand the restraint of the Holy Spirit.
或者英文叫做 the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
Discipline of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵一面住在我们里面，做教师，做引导，做能力，做生命来帮助我们。
On one side, the Spirit is inside us being our teacher, controller, and to guide us.
另外一面呢，圣灵在环境中安排万物，做教具来栽培我们。
And on the other side, Holy Spirit arranged everything around us to teach us.
这两个加在一起叫做圣灵的管制。
So all these are the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
这两个加在一起叫做圣灵的管制。
And these two aspects act together.
圣灵在我们里面，
他
也在我们的环境中。
Because the Holy Spirit in us, it also is outside.
今天很多神的儿女们喜欢圣灵在我的里面，因为他帮助我。
We like the Holy Spirit to be in us because He helps us.
但是我们对于环境呢，我们常常抱怨。
But in the circumstances, we always complain.
我们常常逃避。
We try to escape.
我们常常自己找路走。
We want to find our own way.
弟兄姊妹，我们就失去了圣灵的管制。
We lost the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
唯有那些在这两方面我们肯服下来的。
Only when we submit in these two aspects.
这个。彼得称他做我们服在神大能的手下。
We submit ourselves under the mighty power of God.
弟兄姊妹，那个叫做圣灵丰满的管制。
This is called this a full discipline of the Holy
Spirit. 多少时候我们在一个环境里面
，Sometimes we fall into a circumstance.
我们跟主说：“主啊，求你最好把这个人带走。”
We always say, "Lord, please take this person away."
那我就舒服了。
Then I'll be comfortable.
我就要哈利路亚，阿门。
I will say hallelujah, amen.
弟兄姊妹们，但圣灵说不。他对你有益处。
The Holy Spirit said, no, this person is beneficial to you.
这是我安排的。
I arrange it that way.
但我们常常不愿意。
But we're not.
在保罗的经历里面，这个叫做用脚踢刺。
And in the Paul's experience, is kicking the goat.
保罗他也踢过刺的。
He had
拒绝神给他的环境。
He refused the circumstances the Lord had.
拒绝圣灵加在他身上的苦楚。
He refused the suffering the Holy Spirit laid upon him.
后来主向他解释。
So the Lord explained to him.
所以保罗能够赞美神。
Therefore, Paul can praise God.
啊，他说原来这是我的一个保护。
This is my protection.
免得我因着得着的启示太大，我就骄傲起来。
Or else I'll be so prideful because I receive such a revelation.
弟兄姊妹，这是十四万四千属灵的意义。
This is the spiritual meaning of 144,000.
你愿不愿意呢？
Are you willing?
所以我感觉我们在这个点上学功课学得很慢。
We are so slow in our learning on this point.
今天早晨我和 Ernie 弟兄吃饭有点交通。
This morning I have some fellowship with Brother Ernie.
我说有一天我女儿问我。
One day my daughter asked me.
开车，她在车上跟爸爸谈谈话。
So she's talking to me.
她说爸爸，我的 grandpa 活到91岁，91岁呀。
And my grandpa lived until 91 years old.
他说 ：“Daddy， 你有没有想过你可以活几岁啊
？”And Daddy, have you thought about how long you will live?
我说、啊、我的身体没有 Grandpa 好。
And I said I do not have such a good health.
我大概活不到那么长。
I might not live.
但如果你给我一个心愿在主面前，我想活长一点。
But if you give me desire before the Lord, I want to live longer.
因为我是一个很迟钝的学生。
Because I'm a very slow learner.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要时间。
We need time.
来接受圣灵的管制。
We need time to accept the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
这样我才会得生命。
Then I will have more life.
圣灵的膏油才会显得丰富。
And the Spirit's anointing will be abundant.
会显得明亮。
And become bright.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在教会生活里面看见有好多弟兄姊妹在这个点上他们肯付代价。
In church life, we see that a lot of brothers and sisters willing to pay the cost.
他们说不定在那十四万四千人的行列里。
And maybe they are among this 144,000.
有的人总是把理由归在别人的身上。
Some people always put the
所有的环境都不是我，都是他们造成的。
And all the circumstances are because of them, not me.
我们就失去了那个机会。
We lost our opportunity.
第三个点。
Thirdly.
他们在他们的身上呢。有主的名和他父的名写在这十四万四千人的额头上。
And they have the name of the fathers and Christ's name on their forehead.
我们知道这个额头是一个人呢，在脸面上面最显眼的地方。
We know forehead is something very conspicuous on a person's face.
所以那些抗议的人呢？都把那个抗议的字用布条拴在额头上面出去走。
So people who are protesting,
看见他不满意。
So people protesting, they put a cloth and tell them why we're protesting.
但是这一般人呢，他们跟随羔羊要得生命。
But these people,
他们把主的名和父的名写在额头上。
But these people want to follow him and get his life. They put Christ's name and the Father's name on their forehead.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
无论在什么样的环境遭遇里面。
No matter what circumstances are problems,
他们愿意公开的承认他们的主。
They want to publicly confess that of God.
公开的承认神是他们的父亲。
They want to publicly confess that God is their father.
另外一面写在额上也告诉我们说，他们把主的名和父的名摆在他们的心思意念里。
Is that they put the name of the Father and Jesus put in their heart and their mind?
那么。约翰呢，在异象中继续他说：“我听见从天上有声音，像众水的声音和大雷的声音。”
And then he said, "I heard the sound from heaven, like the rushing waters and the thunder."
我们的这个声音呢，不是人的声音。
We know this voice is not a human voice.、
这个在第四章讲到宝座中出来的声音就是这个。
We know this is a sound from the throne. This is such a voice.
这是神和羔羊的声音。
This is a voice of God and the Lamb.
那么底下呢？他说，并且我听见好像弹琴的声音。
And then later on, you talk about it's like the harp is playing the harp.
有人讲这个琴呢是希腊人用的那种小的那种五弦琴。
And they said it's a
抱在怀里面弹的。
It's a Greek harp, it's with five lines, and they can just hold it and play it.
他们弹这个琴的时候，他们还唱歌。
And while they play the harp, they are singing too.
他说这个歌啊，仿佛是新歌。
And so this is a new song.
啊，除了在地上买来的这十四万四千人，没有人会唱这个歌。
And no one had to sing this song except those 144,000.
这讲到这一班跟随羔羊啊，追求生命的人。
We talk about how those followers of the Lamb, people who are seeking for life.
他们在跟随主的生命经历里面得着了清晰。得着了深处深刻的经历
meaning they receive very clear and bright experience of that life.
这个经历呢，是借着人间各种的环境，主坐在他们身上一个爱的故事。
It is a love story that God used circumstances to work in their life.
弟兄姊妹，每一个基督徒都应该是有历史的人。
So every Christian should have the history.
就是你和主之间的故事。
It's a story between you and the Lord.
好，所以有时候我碰见弟兄姊妹，年轻弟兄姊妹啊，他们一结婚就有故事了。
As soon as they are married, they have a story between them.
他们就做他们的结婚的见证。
And they testify about their wedding.
啊，他怎样这个弟兄怎样在主面前祷告，预备自己。
How this brother prayed before the Lord and prepared himself.
这个姊妹怎样在主面前学功课，预备自己。
How this sister learned from the Lord and
prepared herself. 然后圣灵就安排环境让他们认识。
And the Spirit arranged in the circumstances they know each other.
认识以后，他们彼此怎样的在主里面有交通。
And afterwards, how they have fellowship with each other.
我们听到真是奇妙啊。
And wasn't it so amazing?
这故事只有他们自己跟主之间知道。
It is a story they know between the Lord and them.
有许多在侍奉中的弟兄姊妹。
People who are serving the Lord.
他们真是一肚子的故事。
They are full of stories inside.
我有一次遇见一位年长的基督徒。
One time I encountered an older brother.
我年轻的时候，他帮助我们学习跟随主。
He helped us when we were young, how to follow the Lord.
等到我三十多岁，他有一次圣灵感动他到我家，来。帮助我们住在我家住了半个月。
And one time when I was in my 30s, the Holy Spirit touched upon him to come and live in my house for about half a month.
那两个礼拜中间，每天早上我们吃过早饭就交通到晚上，然后晚上才有聚会。
So afterwards, after breakfast, we would have sharing whole night, and nighttime we have meeting.
我们不是交通真理。
We are not talking about the truth.
我们是交通主在我里面的故事。
We are talking about stories the Lord has given to us.
弟兄姊妹，其实今天神儿女们中间有交通的不多哎。
In fact, among us, there's not many fellowship.
我们很少谈到主在我身上的故事。
We hardly talk about the stories the Lord has given to us.
我们都在谈真理。
We talk about truth.
难怪吵架。
No wonder there's arguing.
难怪有意见。
No wonder there's different opinions.
我听过在英国有两个。爱主的弟兄
I heard about this two brothers in England.
他们有一次一起被请到一个夏令特会里面做讲员
And both of them being invited to a special meeting.
他们下午是休息时间
And there's a rest in the afternoon.
他们那天吃饭的时候开始交通就忘记时间了
And they started to share and at lunchtime they forgot about the time.
等到他们别人告诉他们说呢要吃晚饭了晚上那一堂要快要开始了他们才发现时间过掉一个下午
And then until people remind them it's dinner time, their meeting afterwards, they realize time had really gone.
因为他们对主的经历认识太丰富了。
Because the way they know the Lord is so rich and abundant.
他们觉得才开始讲而已。
We just started to talk about.
等我们，他们是约好以后不一定再见面了。
And later on, they said maybe we will not meet again.
到勇士里面是没有时间的，但是我们用地上来做 reference， 我们到天上相约再交通四百年。
And then they said, we will share again for 400 years when we go to heaven. So abundant.
那一位就是 F.B. Meyer.
One is F.B. Meyer.
另外一位就是 T. Austin Sparks.
It's T. Austin Sparks.
弟兄姊妹们，他们得着的，你我都可以得着。
Whatever they have gained, you can gain it also.
因为圣灵已经来了。
Because the Holy Spirit came.
他在你我身上做这个工作。
He's doing work in us.
我们要抓住机会。
We have to take hold of this opportunity.
我自己尝到一点点，我就发现这里面丰富的不得了。
I taste just a little bit. I felt the fullness of it.
我也有几首歌可以唱给主听的。
There are few songs I can sing to the Lord.
虽然不是很好听，
虽然
歌词意义还是很简单，像牙牙学语。
Maybe the meaning, the words is just very simple.
但是至少我学了一两首。
But I learned one or two songs. Have you learned a song?
弟兄姊妹，巴不得我们珍惜今天我们的聚会。
May we treasure the time we are here.
珍惜我们主给我们在圣灵里面的自由。
and treasure the freedom that we are in the Spirit.
我们珍惜我们生活的环境和工作。
We treasure the work and the circumstances.
我们能够借着这些事物与主有交通。
And through all these things, we have fellowship with the Lord.
我们与主之间有一个爱的故事。
We have love story between God and us.
我们能够弹这首歌。
That we can sing the song.
接下来他说，这些人是从地上买来的。
And they said they were purchased from earth.
我们知道今天地这个环境呢，是人的一个捆绑。
We know the earth is a bondage to us.
地上的学业，地上的家庭，地上的职业，外面的各样的事物。
There's education, family, and career, all the things of earth.
许许多的事物会成为我们的辖制和捆绑。
It became our restraint and bondage.
但是这一班跟随羔羊的人被主买回来了。
But yet the Lord had redeemed us from earth.
什么叫做买回来？就换了主人了。
Meaning they have changed the master.
地上的王就是撒旦。
Because the king of earth is Satan.
撒旦不直接来管你，他就用他的这些事物就可以捆绑我们了，对不对？
He would not rule over us, but he used all kinds of circumstances to rule over us.
我记得我年轻的时候很骄傲。
I remember when I was young, I'm so proud.
是在主的面前骄傲，那是更可怕的骄傲。
It is a terrible pride because I do it before the Lord.
教会年长弟兄劝我好好聚会。
And the older brother and sister encouraged me to
我跟他讲,
go to meeting.
我对什么事情都有兴趣，就是对读圣经跟聚会没兴趣。
I said I'm interested in everything.
我真的是这么说过。
Except reading the Bible meeting.
现在想起来，真是后悔啊。
And I so regretful what I said.
那时候我真是碰到什么都有兴趣，因为我小时候啊，很少机会可以学东西的。
Because I was so interested in everything because when I was young, I did not have opportunity to learn.
我读大学的时候有机会，学校有个钢琴，我就叫我同学，请你教我弹钢琴。
So there was a piano in the college, and asked people to teach me how to play piano.
我们整个学校就是一架钢琴呢。
In the whole school, there's only one piano.
所以都是排时间的。
And you have to arrange your time.
啊，那个我去弹琴呢，比聚会高兴多了。
And I'm so joyful when I'm playing piano, much better than in the meeting.
读大学三年级的时候。
But when I was a junior.
有人介绍我们那个乡下有一个小提琴老师。
And they said there is a violin teacher.
我就存了钱呢，买了一把破琴去请他做我的老师。
I saved up money to ask him to be my teacher.
哎呀，这个成为我的捆绑。
And that became my bondage.
哇，天天拉琴呢。
Every day I'm playing the violin.
别人是啊，他拉琴别人付钱来听呢。我拉琴是付钱请别人来听。
Other people will pay to listen to the music. Yeah, I have to pay others to listen to my playing.
有一次有一个朋友来我家，他说：“你这么老了才学琴，还有希望吗
？”And people say you're so old. Is any hope for you to learn to play violin?
那你不知道，那是我的生命呐。
But you know those are my life.
被地捆绑。
I'm being bound by the earth.
等到我出国那一天。
The day when I left,
我不能带我的琴呢。
I cannot bring my violin.
也是个破琴，有什么好带的？
It's an old violin.
我就把这个琴插好，收起来，跟我妈妈讲，请你帮我好好保存。
And I just really cleaned up really well and tell my mom, please keep this for me.
但是很奇妙，我去插琴的时候
，But while I'm cleaning up the violin,
四根琴弦同时断
，Four of those strings broke at the same time.
我心里好难过啊。
Oh, I feel so sad.
我到主面前祷告，那时候主已经怜悯我，开始有一点心了。
At that time, the Lord be merciful to me. I have some heart desire for him.
我到主面前祷告说：“主，这什么意思？”
I said, Lord, what does that mean?
主说你爱这个太多了。
The Lord said, you love this too much.
我要把你买回来。
I'm going to redeem you.
弟兄姊妹，今天你有没有被主买回来？
Have you been redeemed by the Lord?
你在这些事情上，主摸过你没有？
Have the Lord touched upon you?
你知道主要把生命给我们，先要摸我们这个人。
So before he gives us life, he must touch upon us.
被主摸过的人呢，别人看得出来的。
People have been touched by God, people can recognize.
有的人一辈子都没被主摸过。
Some people have never been touched by the Lord.
因为他的原样未变，原味也没变。
He had not changed a bit.
弟兄姊妹们，主在我们身上不是这样的。
But yet the Lord on us is not like this.
这些人从地上买回来，就告诉我们说，他们因着跟随羔羊，他们就脱离了地的辖制和捆绑。
So because they've been redeemed from the earth, they have apart from the earth, they are free from the bondage of the earth.
第六个点，他们在从来没有沾染过妇女。
Six, that's that they did not defile themselves with women.
我想这不是指责我们在地上没有结过婚说的。
It's not talking about those who have never get married.
如果这样呢，彼得、约翰呢都没有希望。
Then Peter and John had no hope.
但我们知道彼得、约翰呢是圣城新耶路撒冷的根基啊。
But yet we know
对不对？
that They are the foundation of the New
Jerusalem. 那十二个根基是十二个使徒啊。
And that 12 disciples of the 12th foundation.
那这个到底什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
这告诉我们说，今天我们向着主有一个像贞洁童女的心一样。
A heart to the Lord is like a pure virgin to the Lord.
像哥林多后书十一章前面讲的。
Just like 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
保罗在那里说，我对为教会为哥林多的信徒们所起的愤恨像基督所起的那个愤恨。
The wrath I have in me is just like the wrath that Christ has.
那种 jealousy,
jealousy.
为什么呢？
Why?
我要把你们当作贞洁的童女献给基督。
Because I want to present you as a pure virgin to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们要把我们的心，把我们的爱，我们的全人给他。
We must give our heart, our whole heart, our love to him.
第七个点，
Seven.
羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
They follow the lamb wherever he goes.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是我在环境中没有选择的。
I have no choice of what circumstances I will encounter.
没有保留的。
And no reservation.
没有限量的。
And no limit.
我愿意让主耶稣借着我来表现基督。
I want the Lord use me to manifest Christ.
这就是使徒保罗的心愿。
This is Paul's desire.
他说我立了，我照着我心中所切慕、所盼望的。
I long so much.
就是无论是生是死。
No matter it's death or life.
让基督，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Is that I will always exalt Christ in my body.
弟兄姊妹，所以主就许可我各样的环境临到我们，看我们像不像羔羊。
So the Lord allow all kinds of circumstances come upon us to see if we are like a lamb.
看看我们里面是不是微小。
To see if we know we are insignificant.
是不是让基督活出来。
Do we let Christ live through us?
还是我们理由比人强呢？我们得理不让人。
Or that we are so we reason with people and we're not fight with people.
真是要表现羔羊。
We have to live out Christ.
何等的美啊！
How beautiful!
何等叫父的心喜悦啊！
It pleased the Lord so much.
我们弟兄告诉我们说，主耶稣在肉身中三次啊，天开了，父神为他做见证。
While Jesus on earth in his flesh, three times the heavenly Father witnessed for him.
羔羊无论往哪里去，那些跟随的人，父也一样的喜悦他。
For those who follow the Lord, wherever they go, the Lord is very pleased.
因为这些人是从人间买来的，第八个点。
Because point eight is they are purchased from among men.
前面是从地上买来。
The other is redeemed from.
现在脱离了人情世故和己的影响。
And they are apart from emotions or human relationship.
弟兄姊妹，这个主在我们身上做工了。我们有时候跟主说，主啊，我还是个人呐、啊，我还是有感情的、啊。
Sometimes we tell the Lord, I'm just a man. I have emotions.
我每次读到雅各的故事，我就觉得主真是在他身上把他买回来了。
When I look at the story of Jacob, I felt he really had purchased.
最后他的情感变得真的是纯净。
All his emotion is so pure.
你看他这个做爸爸的爱啊，偏心，所以造成他十二个儿子的不和睦。
He play favoritism, therefore caused a disharmony between the sons.
他只做一件彩衣给约瑟穿的，约瑟那么好，结果这个彩衣给约瑟多大的苦难啊！
And he made a beautiful robe for Joseph and brought so much suffering upon Joseph.
是不是？我们的情感就是这样。
Our emotions are like this.
我们需要从人间被买出来。
We need to be purchased from among men.
我们才能像基督啊！
Then we can be like Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我现在这个年纪经历了一点。
I experienced just a little with my age.
这真是要圣灵加我们力量。
We really need the Holy Spirit to give us strength.
我有时候在主面前祷告说：“主啊，若不是你，我走不到今天。”
I said, Lord, if it is not you, I cannot come to this day.
第九个点，他们是初熟的果子。
They are the first fruits.
这讲到他们是在神儿女们中间跟随基督做先锋的。
They are the pioneers of followers of Christ.
他们在教会中是追求得胜的一般人。
They are the one who seek to be the overcomers.
他们首先追求得享受得着进入了长子的名分。
They enter, they pursue, and they gain
the
firstborn.
这是出手果子的原则。所以所有的经历，教会要得着的，在他们身上都跟随基督而得着了。
And all this experience the church should have, they gain it because they follow the Lamb.
第十个点，他们在他们的口中查不出谎言。
No lie was found in their mouths.
他们身上是没有瑕疵的。
And they are blameless.
这句话用在我们肉身上是不可能的。
It's not possible to apply this verse to our flesh.
我们昨天想到，我们人都是虚谎的。
Yesterday we talked, men are false.
但是因着基督的生命。
Because of Christ's life.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们在向着主里面有一个内里的诚实。
Because to the Lord we have inner honesty.
好，我们知道诗篇五十一篇是大卫忏悔的诗。
Psalm 51 is a psalm of repentance, David's psalm of repentance.
我们曾经讲到大卫呢是犯了何等样的罪。
We talk about how David had committed a great sin.
他寻求神的道路。
He seek God's way.
啊，他寻求神的赦免。
He seek God's forgiveness.
在诗篇五十一篇第六节，他说：“你所喜爱的是内里诚实。”
And in verse 6, surely you desire truth in the inner part.
所以他们从来不在人面前，不在自己面前隐瞒自己的失败和软弱。
He would not hide his own failure before God and before men.
不仅愿意在神面前求赦免。
Not only he seek forgiveness before God.
他们也愿意在人面前求赦免。
Also he seek for forgiveness before men.
所以主的血把他们洗得洁净。
Therefore the blood of Christ cleansed them completely.
所以主说他们是，哈，没有谎言，也查不出瑕疵。
Therefore there are no lies in their mouth, they are blameless.
弟兄姊妹，这个是基督生命的表现。
This is the characteristic of a person with Christ's life.
但愿我们以基督做我们的生命。
May we take Christ as our life.
以这个生命做我们追求人生的目标。
May this be our the goal of our life.
我们也会经历啊，借着这个生命，神借着圣灵做工在我们的身上。
With this life, the Holy Spirit can work in us.
我们天天能够活在与主生命的交通里面。
We can daily have fellowship of life with the Lord.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
我们亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Oh, dear Lord, we thank thee.
你是我们的生命。
You are our life.
主啊，在你的里面，我们享受天上各样属灵的福气。
In you, we enjoy all the spiritual blessings.
也借着这个生命，我们能够进入与父的交通。
And with this life, we can enter the fellowship with the heavenly Father.
与你的联合。
And have union with you.
亲爱的主啊
，Dear Lord,
愿你吸引我们。
May you draw us.
愿你给我们一个心智。
Give us a desire.
愿你向我们发出呼召。
May you call upon us.
让我们起来跟随羔羊。
We can rise up and follow the Lamb.
好叫我们能够得着那丰盛的生命。
May we receive that abundant life.
就是你的自己。
Which is yourself.
让我们更多向你说，我要认识基督。
More we will say, we want to know you more.
谢谢在这一次聚会中，你与我们的同在。
Thank you for your presence to be with us in this meeting.
谢谢你向我们说话。
Thank you for speaking to us.
主啊，聚会会过去。
The meeting will pass.
但愿你的工作借着圣灵和你的话语坐在我们的身上。
May your work through the Spirit will work in us.
直到教会能够成全父的旨意。
Until the church can accomplish God's will.
好叫你回来的日子快快的临到。
May your day of coming will be near.
我们向你说，主啊，我们愿你快回来。
Lord, come. Lord Jesus, come.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.